Spring is in the air and everyone has a cleaning question. Jim in Oregon wants to know about cleaning hardwood floors. Jim, tell us about it.
Okay, not cleaning the hardwood floors. What I have is the house was built in 1924, and it had carpet onto it. So we took the carpet out. We found out we have a real nice hardwood floor underneath of it, but I got gaps in my hardwood floor.
Okay.
Where that the two boards butt up together,
right?
Or even down the sides, they're about 10-foot-long boards, and they might be close together on one end, close together on the other end, but I might have a half to an eighth of an inch gap in the center of these boards.
Okay.
And you want to fill them or clean them?
Fill a lot with that. I thought about the cleaning, take a vacuum cleaner and clean them out real good, but I wonder what to fill them in with if I use pieces of wood or... to get rid of those gaps.
Jim, there's a technical term to describe this condition.
Okay.
It's called charm.
Okay.
Yeah, but what happens when your heel gets caught in the charm?
Well, see, that's something guys don't know about. See, because we don't wear heels. Jim, I don't think it's a good idea to fill those gaps. And I'll tell you, I live in an 1886 house that's got hardwood floors. And we have gaps in this floor, which over the years have collected dirt, and then there's finish on top of it and things. But you know what? When it's all said and done and we refinish the floors, those gaps are really part of the charm that make the floor up. And that's part of the character of the building. And one of the nice things about hardwood floors is that the older they get, the better they look. And so I would not recommend that you put anything in there. In fact, I can't imagine what you would put in there to fill those up, because it would just...
Because someone has filled them in once before, and every time you sweep, it just peels right back off.
You see, exactly. See, if somebody put a finish in there, a filler in there, that's just going to crack up and become like chunks of filler, and it's just going to be disgusting. So I would scrape all that stuff out and leave it just like it is and enjoy it. And if you got a particularly bad distressed area, put a throw rug down there.
Okay.
All right, Jim?
Well, that's good. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome, and thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. And Leslie, while we're on the topic, let's talk a little bit about ways to refinish a hardwood floor that don't take a lot of aggravation. I think most people think that they have to completely sand down, you know, the floor to raw wood, but that's
not
the
case. Well, I think you wouldn't want to completely sand it down. Like you said, it's part of the charm, and the more you sand down, the more you're taking away that beauty. So my recommendation would be really just stick to the high traffic areas. You know, of course, finish them uniformly, but don't sand them down everywhere. Just stick to the areas that need the most work.
One of my favorite tricks of the trades is simply to rent a floor buffer, the kind they use, like, you know, in the mall, the big commercial buffing machines.
Except not the ones you drive.
Right, exactly. Except at the bottom of that, you can put a sanding screen, which kind of looks like a window screen. It's about an 18-inch round disc, and it just sort of sands off the top surface of the finish, kind of cleans it up a little bit, and then after you vacuum that dust up, you can just mop on a new coat of finish. And that keyword is correct, mop, because you want to use a lamb's wool applicator. It looks like a floor mop, and basically spread out that urethane.
And let it dry very well, and keep those windows open.
Yeah, exactly. Let it dry very, very well. You know, one time I refinished my floor. It was the last thing I did before I went to bed, and it was quick dry polyurethane. And then I went up the stairs to bed, you know, and the next morning I went down there and turned out that it wasn't quick drying enough. And so I had to open the front door, which was 3 feet away, take a leap, and then say, honey, quick, pass the children out. Literally go out the front door, walk around the outside of the house, and let myself into the kitchen so we could all eat breakfast without setting foot on the hardwood floor that wasn't dry yet. True story. So don't learn by our mistakes. Do as we say, not as we do. And call us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Now-
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.